First of all, let's start with a happy belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers of minors out there. Without you, there's really no report, but there's a lot to report on. First, on the diamonds, the Lady Miners wrapped up their tough season with a loss to Carbon. Through it all, the girls kept a great attitude, and they found a desire to play the game and get better, and that will only lead to bigger and better things. The boys' baseball team, after, well, a tumultuous week, after they learned on Monday that they had scheduled too many games per the Utah High School Activities Association, they were forced to forfeit their final two region contests, including the final one against Juan Diego, which meant no shot at a region championship. So putting that behind them, they took off for St. George on Saturday to take on the Bear River Bears. Traveled all the way to St. George to play Bear River, but they did, and they beat them 8-6. Then, in the winner's side of the bracket, they fell to a strong pitcher for Desert Hills, and they lost by a score of 8-2. Chandler Anderson did knock his fourth home run of the year. This is a double elimination tournament, so Park City still has a chance, and it will start this week on Thursday when they're going to take on Juab, a team they beat earlier in the year. That game will be played at Spanish Fork on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. The Miners boys tennis team competed in the 3A state tournament down at Liberty Park, had fantastic results. TJ Mayo made it into the semis in first singles. In second singles, Rossin Simmons did the same. Will Roberson and Brennan French, they made it to the semis in second doubles. Overall, Park City took sixth in state. On the links, the girls' team dominated the Region 10 championship, winning by 14 strokes. All seven players finished in the top 14, which is obviously outstanding. Park City's senior captain, Abby Briscoe, finished third. Hannah Schlucker with a fifth, Sarah Marshall sixth, Sailor Rabe eighth, and Catherine Cunningham ninth. The state tournament will be held on Thursday down at Mountain View Golf Course. That's in West Jordan. The number one ranked girls lacrosse opened the playoffs with an impressive 14-6 win over Bingham. Marina Mayo dominated at center, winning most of the draws. Goals were made by McKenna Tixon, Hannah Hyatt, Haley Adelman, Jenny Gordon, and Mayo. They next play Juan Diego in the semis on Tuesday at Olympus High, starting at 6 o'clock. They had a tough 13-11 win over Juan Diego earlier this year, so this, of course, will be a good one. The boys' team beat Bingham 13-9 to advance to the semis. Carson DeKanich, Cole Flinders, Christian Pompaco, and Jackson Burton, they led the scoring there. Next up for the boys, the semis against none other than Juan Diego. That game will be on Wednesday on the Soaring Eagles home field. The Utah Lacrosse Championship for both the boys and girls will be held all day Saturday on our very own Dozier Field. So if you're into lacrosse, there is no place you'd rather be than this Saturday for exciting high school hockey. Both of our squads have a great shot of competing that day for a state title. Obviously, it depends on what they do in the semis, but let's root for them to get there. D2 ladies will play at 10 a.m. D1, that's the division our girls are in, will be at 1 p.m., and then the boys' games after that. And down in track and field, both the boys and girls teams, they are Region 10 champions. Some impressive performances with the girls sweeping the top four spots in the 1600. The boys swept the podium in the 3200. Other individual highlights included Christy Glassman. She took a first in javelin, third in discus, and a third in the high jump. Cambridge Vanderveer took a first in the shot put, second in discus. For the boys, Josh Pellegrin took first in the 300-meter hurdles, and Dustin Landis used a personal best in the 400 to finish fourth, and that qualifies him for state. All competitors, if they finished fourth or higher in their event, they too have qualified for state, and there's over a dozen athletes which did so. State will take place this Friday and Saturday at BYU. One other note, the annual Amazing Minor Film Festival will be this Wednesday at 7 p.m. It's held in the Park City High School Lecture Hall. Admission free. Incredible talent on display. And so that'll bring you up to speed to the Minor Nation. The report has been brought to you by the UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Park City High School Booster Club, and Rich Fine Realtor. I'm Scott Chester. Be sure to like the Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. And hey, this has been this week's Minor Nation Report.